Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The center fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Clendenin takes first base on ball four. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Law covering, for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gabrielson takes first base on ball four. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bertel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buell strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Beckert reaches third base with a triple. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beckert scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gabrielson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gabrielson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bertel for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Beckert hits a pop-up for a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law strikes out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball towards right. Stargell catches it and throws to first to double up Santo. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lynch is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gabrielson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabrielson moves to third. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bertel is 0-2 in the game. Bertel bunts in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields it and throws to first for the out. Gabrielson scores. Peña moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Buell is 0-2 in the game. Buell takes first base on ball 4. Roy Face now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Beckert is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bailey is 0-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pagliarani is 0-2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Gene Alley. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Virgil strikes out. Two outs. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Roy Face. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Freeze strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Ozzie Virgil now playing second base. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Altman is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams is 0-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stargell. Williams reaches second base with a double. Altman moves to third. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo is walked intentionally. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 0-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Altman tags and scores. Williams tags and moves to third. Santo tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Cubs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gabrielson is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gabrielson is walked intentionally. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Peña is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rogers is 0-3 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Verdon is 0-3 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Clendenin is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stargell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.